Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's story time. Joining me is the director and CEO of the St. Louis County Library, Kristen Sorth. And Kristen, for those who are not familiar, what is the St. Louis Storytelling Festival that's now underway?
Well, this is actually the 46th annual St. Louis Storytelling Festival. It will take place all over our libraries from November 10th through the 16th. And this is the fourth year that the St. Louis County Library is the home of the Storytelling Festival. It existed, obviously, for many years before us through University of Missouri Extension, and they had approached us a couple years ago about taking over the festival, and we said yes, of course. So last year, we had over 11,000 people attend the festivities. So we have all kinds of programs and storytelling events for all different ages.
I was going to ask how many attend, because I notice on your website you include hotel accommodations, so people do come in from all over for the storytelling festival.
Yes, yeah, so we have a committee of people that work on the storytelling festival, and they start like a year in advance. And they spend a lot of time looking for some really well-known national storytellers. And so we are bringing in some national storytellers. We have local storytellers as well. But they do workshops for people. They visit schools. They visit some senior living facilities. And then we have some other partnership with, like last night I went to see the Story Stitchers at our Florissant Valley branch. They did a spoken word event, and it was just fantastic. So we try and really have something for everyone. We actually have a puppet show this year at a couple of our branches. It's actually tonight at the Clark Family Branch at 6:30, and that is for all ages, but obviously geared towards kids. It's Cirque de Wiener Dog, so it's a cast of dachshunds as they attempt to put on a circus, but it's a puppet show. It's really cute.
Oh my gosh, that does sound adorable. Cirque de Wiener Dog.
Yes.
What is the difference between a storyteller and an author or writer? I imagine there must be a difference in the focus here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're very similar, of course, but it's a story that really takes listeners on a journey. So it's really, sometimes it's a personal story that they're sharing and that they're kind of weaving things throughout. And then sometimes it's an ancient story that's been passed on from generation to generation. It's really just interesting, like the Story Stitchers event last night, they did spoken word, but they also did some dance segments, and you're watching them tell a story through dance. So it's sometimes I say, like, until you go, you can't understand how powerful it is. But it's really, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're sad. They really make you think about the world and your place in the world. So I don't think I knew exactly what to expect when we when we took on the festival, and I'm so glad we did because it's some of my favorite times of the year to go to these events.
As I look at the calendar, and it is chock full of all kinds of different events, which take place at the St. Louis County Library, the Clark Family Branch, but also other places in the community like the History Museum and the St. Louis Art Museum. What's your recommendation for how people can get their arms around this and figure out what to do? And is there a cost involved?
All the events are free and open to the public. We have a ton of information on our website. And then all of the branches also have some really nice brochures. So my favorite event is the Voices of America event that's at the History Museum. It's Thursday night, and we have some of our national storytellers there. And they offer unique perspectives on the American experience through personal stories. It's just incredible. And then we had received a lot of good feedback about people wanted storytelling seminars. They wanted to come to some workshops. And so we have a lot of workshops if people are interested in how to tell, how to tell a story. And that's part of everything that we do. Even businesses need to tell stories, or libraries need to be able to tell stories. So that's really great too. And then of course we have our personal history studio in the history and genealogy department, where you can go and record a history with a family member in studio.
There is a ton to explore. So it's the 46th annual St. Louis Storytelling Festival going on now through the 16th, and it is put on by the St. Louis County Library. Kristen Soar, thanks so much for telling us more about this event.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.